pray for us just for a few minutes.
I got some scripture I want to read. I don't know how much reading I'll do because my eyes are watering up pretty bad. It's really good to be here this morning. And, you know, money can't buy what I feel this morning.
Amen.
And it's awesome. And but whether I read or whether I don't, I want to mind what the Lord will say to us. And I don't want to cut Him short by no means. And we walk if we follow the leadership of the Holy Ghost. Very, very familiar scripture that's on my mind this morning. I'm telling you, we're standing at the brink of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that with all of my heart. Peter said, "And what matter a person ought you to be, but in all godly conversation," and our conversation ought to be godly. And or to do, be wanting to do the will of the Father. Alright. In the 8th chapter of the book of Acts, and we're going to start in the 5th verse, very familiar reading. This was a young minister. This man started off of being a deacon. Peter and the apostles anointed this man to be a deacon. But then the Lord had need of him for something else. And he became a young minister. So, 5th verse. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one consent give heed unto those things which Philip spake, I hearing and seeing the miracles which he did, for unclean spirits crying with loud voices coming out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsy, and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city knew sorceries, and bewitched the people of Samaria, even out that himself was some great one. To them they all give heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God, and to him they had regard, because that of a long time bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip's preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip, and the wonders, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Ghost. And as yet, he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laying they their hands upon them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw through the laying on of the apostles' hands The Holy Ghost was given. He offered them money, saying, give me also this power, that on whosoever I lay hands, he might receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter, I said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast sought that the gift of God might be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thine heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent, therefore, of this wickedness. Peter said that thine heart is not right. Now, I want us to know that this young man, whenever God called for him, that there was a man using sorcerers, and bewitched the people down in Samaria, and they all was giving heed unto him, believing that this man was the great power of God. I'm telling you today that this nation is filled up, it's overrun by people giving out their self as some great one, and their heart is not right. When Philip went down preaching a pure word of God under the power and that of God, and that of the Holy Ghost, and he preached, and they all began to believe the words that he preached under the power and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. But they would believe and they were baptized. And the Bible said that there was great joy in that city. The lame was healed, and the sick was healed. And listen today, and their sins were forgiven. But this man, which was given out himself as some great one, he wanted to be somebody. He believed and he was baptized. But his heart was not right in the sight of God. Listen, preacher, what's going on here? There's people by thousands, by multitudes. I want to be a Christian. But they don't want to turn loose of the riffraff of the world, the joy of the flesh. The Bible said that the time would come that people would be, they would enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. You can't get them to the house of God. You can't get them rooted and grounded, brother, because the devil leads them off another way. But listen, the Holy Ghost had not fallen on them as they had now. But now, down in Jerusalem, when the apostles had heard that this young minister had went down there and began to preach of the salvation of the Lord, brother, they sent down men that was able to help him. And he received them. No jealousy. I didn't read of no jealousy. Brother, listen. Old time, seasoned preachers that would know the difference. Brother, listen. Now, and they continued. I was Philip. Simon did. I wondered after the miracles that he was doing. And whenever the apostles come down, and they left and right, right and left, the Holy Ghost I was given from laying on of hands. He said to Peter, he said, give me this power. He offered him money. Listen, the gift of God, today I will not be accepted by money. Only through the humbleness of the heart. My, listen. It went on to say, Peter said, your money, your pleasure, your attitude of the world is going to perish because your heart is not right. He said, you need to pray. Listen. He said, I perceive that thou in the gall or bitterness and in the bonds of iniquity, our world, our Christian people is filled up. I was bond of iniquity. I this morning, I'm trying to get to heaven. I just see any way, as long as it don't interfere with the things of today, I'd rather to be out in somewhere in the hell holes of the world is in the house of God. Somewhere something went wrong. Maybe for a while, with great joy, they received the Word of God today, and the Holy Ghost was given, and for a while, with joy, the devil come in, and took it right out of their hearts. All these thousands by multitudes will drift along with a crown. As old Simon, he continued, boy, he was really putting on the front. I don't know if Philip could detect what was going on, but brother, listen, it didn't take Peter in a few minutes. I said, this man's heart is not right in the sight of God. And he had enough of backbone to tell him to his face, you'll perish with your money. You have thought that the gift of God will receive by money. You're wrong. Listen, nothing but no way you can receive the power of God except through clean hands and a pure heart. Brother, listen, that's how we can make it to heaven one day after a while. We need to be there for one another. Our minds, our thoughts need to be there for one another. Peter and John didn't have a bit of trouble. They're going down to the city of Smyrna. I listen, and how the day helped, and now I would know, we're living in a time, brother, people will go down if they can smile, maybe I say a word, I do something, I won't take them, I weigh from their busy schedule, whenever we have to lay everything aside and go forth, brother, listen, I may be there, and they're so comfortable, you won't find them there. Listen, I don't mean to hurt your feelings. Sometimes it hurts my feelings when I have to get up and go and maybe take away from the pleasures of things that I like to do. People need help. And Jesus was anointed by God with the Holy Ghost and with the power to go about doing good, healing all that was oppressed. Brother, listen, Christian people are depressed spiritually, and nobody to pick them up with a good word, nobody to encourage them along the way, just let them drift right on down. We'll drift down to the doorway of death, and we'll realize we took the wrong road. It may be too late to pray. Listen, I'd like to be able to do more. I'd like to be able to reach out and gather up all the saints together and bless them. But that's not in my power. Brother, we need to take heed today. We're running out of time. But people have got trouble this morning on every hand. Well, woke up this morning with heaven on high and glory down in my soul. And the glory of the Lord was filling me and hallelujah's roll. Well, felt my life just running, running for miles on down the road. But I seemed to get weary and tired from carrying that heavy load. Well,
just a little bit, I'll lend you a helping hand.
Let's sing. Come on.
I know the rain is
praise the Lamb of God.
Together we can stand.
We can stand this
well, morning. I know just what you've been going through. I've been down that same old road.